A warrior falls dead next to a sword embedded in the sand. The king's camp, Acre, the Holy Island, 1191. Men wielding scimitars rush towards the camp. In a tent, a sleeping man opens one eye. It's Robin.
March! Serves the main! The king's under attack! March!
Bedlam ensues as the king's knights battle the invading Saracens. Robin, wearing chainmail and a white tunic bearing the St. George's cross, takes aim and kills a man with an arrow from his bow. Another knight is slashed by a Saracen sword. Robin kneels to fire after a fleeing man and is stabbed in the side and falls to the ground. Despite his injury, Robin fires another arrow, just missing a Saracen heading for a tent. Robin collapses.
Rasta! You're wounded!
Get help! The king's tent!
Now! Now!
Much runs.
Your Majesty!
Robin uses the last of his strength to stop the Saracen in a tent from plunging a sword into the king's body. The two warriors trade ringing blows with their blades. Robin slashes the man's arm, leaving a track of blood across a prominent tattoo. Robin stares at the distinctive black marks. The man, whose face is covered, runs off, and Robin leans weakly against the post. Suddenly, he wakes up in Sherwood Forest. He looks around, panicked, and sees Much sitting up nearby.
Acre. Yes.
Much scratches his nose.
It's his birthday today.
The king?
Gisborne is celebrating in Locksley, can you believe that? The great and the good raising their cups in your house to a man who wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. Without you, there would be no birthday to celebrate. Can you imagine them? The sheriff and his cronies and their sycophantic. That's galling.
In Locksley?
More than galling.
Robin arches an eyebrow.
What?
Why don't we celebrate the king's birthday too? What do you say?
There is something wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious.
Robin Hood. Jonas Armstrong. Lucy Griffith. Richard Armitage and Keith Allen. Gordon Kennedy, Sam Troughton, Joe Armstrong, Harry Lloyd, Angelique Jane. Created by Dominic Minghella and Hoz Allen. Episode 8. Tattoo? What tattoo? Locksley Manor. Edward to Marion.
What is it?
What is it? This is Robin's house. Look at these people.
My lords, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance here today. As you know, we're here to celebrate the king's birthday. We wish him success in the Holy Land. And we pray for his speedy return to these shores. Please, raise your goblets and a toast to King Richard.
King Richard.
Gisborne drinks, with his eyes fixed firmly on Marion.
I myself have a particular reason to hope for the king's early return to England. For when that day comes, this fair lady, Marion, has consented to be my wife.
Outside, Will and Alan drop down from above and knock out a couple of guards.
Before I toast my future bride, there is something that I would like to present to her.
A ring.
May I?
You leave me little choice.
I thought you'd already made your choice.
I have. This means so much to you, doesn't it?
This means everything to me. Have I not expressed myself? You mean everything to me.
Gisborne grabs Marion's hand and hesitates for a split second before sliding the ring onto her engagement finger. Her father, Edward, looks on in distress.
Lords and ladies, I give you the future Lady Gisborne.
Hooray!
An arrow knocks Gisborne's goblet from his hand.
Have we missed the speeches?
The rest of Robin's gang storm into the manor with their weapons at the ready.
Hood, I don't remember inviting you.
Since when has a man needed an invitation to his own house?
I don't know. Perhaps since he lost all right to that house while becoming an outlaw.
I would have declined anyway. My men and I are here on business. Please, everyone, if you could assist us by removing all your jewellery and valuables and handing them to that man over there. Much? And then proceed to that room where you will all wait quietly until we've gone.
Do as he says.
Wise decision, Gizmo.
Oh, come on! Move it! Move it!
Get up there!
This way, please, my friends.
Thank you. Look on the bright side.
No, don't be shy.
You'll sleep well tonight, knowing your donations will be feeding the poor of Nottinghamshire by this time tomorrow.
Robin and Marion share secret smiles. Will's on lookout. He sees a black carriage approaching, with the sheriff sitting inside. He bangs on the door with his axe.
Signal.
Nearly done.
Master!
So? Robin, this is ugly.
Yes, this is ugly. This is my house. So, Marion?
Back off, Locksley. Marion does not carry money about her person.
How do you know?
He is right. I do not carry money.
My compliments. You are very wise to take precautions when there are so many unsavory characters around. But this ring...
Robin, signal.
The carriage is close.
You've taken everything else, you can leave that.
Robin.
The signal!
Let's go. We should do this again. It's entertaining.
With any luck, this will be enough.
Robin has taken Marion's engagement ring. Gisborne lunges at him and a fight breaks out. Robin pins Gisborne's sleeve to a wooden post with a dagger and holds out his curved sword blade. Gisborne's fuming. Gisborne yanks his sleeve, revealing a tattoo on his arm with a scar running through it. Robin has a flashback to the attempt on the king's life.
Guest!
Surprise.
Was it you?
Do not pretend that you do not love war. I've seen you fight.
When?
I do not recall.
Robin's in shock. The sheriff has left his carriage and is on his way towards the manor. Jack grabs Robin.
Robin, what's the matter with you? Wake up!
Gisborne knocks Jack to the floor with the dagger hilt.
Food poisoning?
Gisborne races out past the sheriff, followed by Marion. Robin's gang are escaping on horseback, but Robin is motionless, glaring over his shoulder at Gisborne with a furrowed brow.
Master!
Can I leave him?
I don't think so.
What has he taken? Trinkets, a few purses, nothing.
He has your ring.
Your parties are much more fun than mine.
Gisborne sets off in pursuit of Robin. Marion glances round and sees Jack being hauled out of the house by two guards. Marion looks concerned. Meanwhile, Gisborne's racing through the forest. He brings his horse to a stop in a copse and dismounts. Robin is standing silently, waiting for him with his head bowed. His bow and quiver of arrows are resting against a tree trunk nearby.
Is this what you're after? Take it.
He throws the engagement ring towards Gisborne, and it lands on brown leaves on the forest floor.
Who else, Gisborne?
Who else what?
You do not travel to the Holy Land to try and kill the King of England on your own. At least you don't.
You're not that clever.
You're surprised the king has enemies. He has no idea. It would make peace with the Turk. And there will never be peace with the Turk.
You made sure of that. Dressing as Saracens and attacking your own king.
I did what was necessary.
For who? The sheriff? Is he behind this?
Who else?
I will find out, and when I do, I will see you all hang for treason.
Oh, when will that be?
When the king returns.
I wouldn't hold your breath if I were you.
The king will return.
If the king returns, I still win. I win Marion.
When Gisborne crouches down to pick up the ring, Robin kicks him, then holds his sword to his throat.
What are you going to do now? Cut my other arm.
No. I'm going to kill you.
No! Killing we do not do.
He's right. Because that's what you taught us.
We do not take part in bloodshed, unless absolutely necessary.
Alan shrugs. Robin reluctantly releases his grip on Gisborne and stabs his sword into the leafy ground. Gisborne smiles malevolently, so Robin punches him hard in the face.
That was necessary.
Hang on, where's Jack?
The sheriff's being led through the dungeons.
I think you should see this. He's been acting like this since you brought him in. He's up to no good.
There. What? He's not doing anything.
That's how I know. They never do nothing. They always try something. Something's wrong. With your permission, my lord, I'd like to have him hanged sooner rather than later.
Jack is kneeling on the floor of her cell, holding something in her hands.
What's that around his neck? What is it, pretty boy? It
must be some sort of heathen magic. I don't like it, and I don't like him.
Glad you got me here for this.
Thank you, my lord.
A clue? No. The next time you get me here for no reason, I shall see you inside the cell. Not outside it. Do you understand me?
Yes, my lord.
I thought you were.
The sheriff leaves, and the guard scowls at Jack before heading off after him. The moment he's gone, Jack takes the cap off the hollow pendant worn around her neck and removes a small glass vial from inside. She places it on the bars of her cell, then pours liquid onto the stone floor beneath the door. It crackles and smokes. Jack lies on the ground and starts kicking the door with her foot. Eventually, the mechanism has eroded enough for her to get it open. She scrambles through and runs to the exit, only to find her way blocked by the guard. He paces towards her, forcing her back. Then he takes hold of the pendant around her neck and yanks it off.
I knew it. Heathen magic.
Gisborne is being held prisoner.
Jack is our priority. She's one of us.
How long before Gisborne's men come looking for their master? I need to sort this, and I need to sort this now. This man is a traitor! He tried to kill the king!
Look, I'm not being funny, but I didn't see it.
Nor did I.
Robin turns to Much.
You sent me for help, remember? You were about to kill him. What happened to your famous justice, trials and evidence?
I'm telling you, it was him! He's not even trying to deny it! He tried to kill the king in Accra. He stabbed me and left me for dead, and then he went for the king.
Then have him tried in public. Then he's seen to be a traitor. You kill him here, he's a victim.
I thought you said a Saracen stabbed you.
That was before I realised it was Gisborne.
Well, get your story straight.
I've told you I fought him! I cut his arm, his tattoo, look!
You didn't mention tattoos. I don't remember tattoos. Anyway, that is not the point. The point is...
they've got Jack.
We can't leave her.
We've got to get Jack, Robin.
They could be torturing her.
Do any of you understand what treason is?
I understand what torture is.
Robin, we go to Nottingham for Jack.
This is for England.
Robin punches Gisborne.
And this is for England too.
All right. Hey!
Robin!
Little John knocks Robin out with his quarterstaff.
Sorry.
Everyone else looks stunned. In the dungeons...
bottled hellfire, my lord.
Melt solid iron.
It's the devil's work.
Did you make this yourself, my friend?
The sheriff grabs Jack's wrist.
Come on, do tell. Solid iron.
He pours some of the liquid onto Jack's skin.
Ooh, ouch. Vicious stuff, nasty.
Very. Shall we have him killed now?
Killed? Don't be so ridiculous. If he can make more of this, I might even kiss him.
Jack looks frightened. Back in the forest, Robin comes to, wincing with pain. He has been tied to a tree with his arms stretched up above his head. Much gets up from sitting on the bank nearby and gives him a nervous smile.
Sorry. This is difficult.
Untimely.
That's the difficult bit. John said... Little John said, I think we should wait until they get back. And you want some water?
Much. Untimely. Now.
I knew this would happen.
That man betrayed England. The slaughter in the Holy Land continues because of him. The others would not understand.
Then you must make them understand.
Exactly. I need to talk to him. And I cannot do that tied to a tree. Just untie me.
You promise me? Because earlier... earlier, you were not yourself. You were... I'm doing it. Now, you've had an upset. You need to just sit down. Have a nice hot... Robin!
Who else was in the plot to kill the king?
What are you going to do if I don't talk?
I will kill you. I will kill you whether you talk or not.
No. You've changed, Locksley. You told me so yourself. Show me an argument ever settled with bloodshed, was it? You become a peace lover, warm and woolly, taking trinkets for the poor.
What are you doing? You promised me. You said you would explain things. How is this explaining things?
They are simple men. They have spent years hiding in the forest. They cannot understand politics.
What has happened to you? I have not hidden in the forest, and I cannot understand this.
That much is because you are also simple.
Much looks hurt and walks away, shaking his head.
I did not mean that.
I have never seen you like this. And may I say, I am glad.
Gisborne chuckles scornfully. Robin spins round and hurls a dagger at Gisborne. It sticks into the tree trunk inches from Gisborne's face, cutting short his laughter. Nottingham Town. A cart, driven by Robin's men, stops at the gate.
Delivery for the castle.
Tom Charles, jape me.
Two soldiers dressed in black ride up behind the cart.
Daylight robbery.
Here, I know you fellas, don't I?
Good.
They ride into the town, and the two mounted soldiers follow them in.
See? Who needs Robin? As easy as shelling peas.
Now, Jack follows the sheriff into a large chamber filled with crude scientific equipment.
Marvelous idea.
for studying results. Well, especially if you're my alchemist. This is my last bomb. Inkwell, poor fellow. Good boy. Handsome. Bit like you. Soft hands. But his alchemy world was wretched, depressing. Actually, I have to say, I think I very depressed. But then you came along with your wonderful Saracen. What is it?
Zaita Sarge.
Well, whatever. Liquid that can burn through solid metal. Well, I would have thought so. I want you to make me a batch.
I do not know how.
He pointedly taps the skull of his previous alchemist.
I need particular ingredients. I do not see them here.
We have guards over there on the door. They'll get you whatever it is that you need. You have, shall we say, 2 days? Joke. 2 hours.
Back at the forest camp, Robin's holding the tip of a sword blade in a fire. He stares into the flickering flames with a distant, thoughtful expression. Much pulls the dagger from the tree beside Gisborne's head and drops it on the ground.
This is wrong. Master. This is wrong.
I'm not going to kill him. Just make him talk.
Robin stands up and walks towards Gisborne, holding his sword in front of him. The tip of the blade is glowing white hot.
The plot against the king. I want names.
What kind of king deserts his people to fight someone else's war in a foreign land?
If you are his people, then he was right to desert them.
He makes to burn Gisborne's face.
No! Stop! I will not take part in this. You will regret this. You will see sense, and you will regret it.
This does not concern you much.
You are my master. Everything concerns me. I have followed you into battle. I have followed you into the forest. But I will not follow you into torture.
Then leave me.
If I thought you meant that, go!
Much runs down the slope to his horse. Robin steps back from Gisborne, who looks relieved but still tense.
You seem to be short of friends, Locksley.
And what about all those peasants you've championed? They'll be so disappointed when they realize that under your fine words, you're just as violent as the next man. And not just the peasants either. Some of the nobles you've championed, swayed by your charitable act. Edward. Marion.
Robin swings his blade at Gisborne and squeezes his eyes shut. When he opens them again, he finds his bonds severed.
Make no mistake. This ends here, traitor.
Robin hurls his sword into the ground and shows himself ready for unarmed combat. Gisborne casts his eye about for some kind of weapon, but can find nothing. He runs at Robin and swings wildly. Robin ducks and punches him. The two men move across the rough terrain, Robin managing to avoid Gisborne's attempts to strike him. Suddenly, Gisborne's luck changes, and he smacks Robin in the face, then kicks him in the belly and sends him flying down a steep, leaf-strewn slope. He races after him, drags him to his feet, then rains punches down on him before Robin has time to recover. Will, Alan and Little John are skulking through the grey stone corridors of Nottingham Castle.
I don't suppose anyone's given any thought as to how to get back out again.
Wait!
Alan looks up and down a corridor. As time passes, Jack moves around the alchemist's lab, searching for ingredients. She opens a jar and sniffs the contents. Robin punches Gisborne, but both of them are looking exhausted.
Face it, you're loyal to a weak king.
A king with principles.
Oh, he's a pawn and you know it. It's not England's war, it's Rome's.
Then why have you made it worse? Your attack broke the ceasefire. There could have been peace.
No, there will always be war. So let's have a king that will fight for our gain, not the Pope's.
Do you know why I went to war? To recover Jerusalem. To recover our holy land.
Oh, noble.
No. When I got there, I met the Muslims. And the Jews. And I saw it was their holy land too.
What are you, Loxley, Lord of the Dance?
They trade vicious blows.
You were right. There will always be war. As long as people like you revel in their own ignorant bigotry.
Gisborne swings a large stick at Robin, who ducks. Then after both men roll down a slope, Robin pins Gisborne. Meanwhile, the sheriff strides into the laboratory.
I have finished.
So quickly. We can test it on your outlaw friends.
According to my kitchen master, they've arrived already. They're so predictable. Oh.
Were you expecting to be rescued?
They won't think of looking for you in here.
Jack pours liquid into a black metallic dish, producing clouds of smoke.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
The smoke billows. Jack crawls out of the laboratory unseen.
Get on your knees!
Please, stop the fire! Stop the alarm!
Jack runs away through the castle.
Guards!
Will, Alan and Little have arrived in the dungeons and start a search.
There's no one here.
That can't be right.
No prisoners, not even a jailer. What?
I'm not being funny, you don't think this could be a...
Guards pour into the dungeon.
Trap!
The men ready themselves.
Listen, gents, why don't we just talk about this, eh?
A sword fight breaks out, with the men taking on the guards two at a time. Jack runs through a chamber, followed by a cloud of smoke. She arrives in the dungeon and fails a guard, then leaps into the melee. Eventually, all the guards have been overcome.
Are you all right?
Are you all right?
I thought we came to save you.
Now I'm saving you.
You're a woman. We're men.
Irritating, isn't it?
Now the gang are running through the castle.
Wait now. Do you actually have a plan?
I've never been in this part of the castle. Have you?
Robin! Where is he?
Well, he's basically... That's difficult to explain.
Robin did not come?
He was distracted.
Because I'm a girl.
Here. Go!
They find themselves in a small room.
See this? Indoor privy. So, leads outdoors. Well, what? You got any better ideas?
Another way. We go. Go, go, go.
The gang slide down a chute and land in the midden.
Catch me at the bottom.
Little John leaps down the toilet, and just as the sheriff comes in, Jack hastily closes the lid.
Well, if you're that desperate to go, all you have to do is ask.
She lunges at him.
Take him to the dungeon. If he doesn't want to play nice, then we'll play nasty.
Jack's held by two guards. The sheriff steps into the room and lifts the toilet lid, then quickly closes it again, waving his hand in front of his nose at the stench. At the bottom...
We need Robin.
Robin and Gisborne are still fighting each other. Gisborne kicks Robin in the arm, sending him rolling down yet another slope. At the bottom, they trade blows, then collapse on the ground, too exhausted to continue.
You thought you'd come back from the Holy Land covered in glory, didn't you? Well, guess what? No one here cares.
I couldn't even point at the Holy Land on a map. So what was it all for, eh? Robin of Locksley, Earl of Huntingdon, hero of Acre. And look at you now, you're just a common outlaw. House and land's lost. Do you think I don't laugh every time I go to sleep in your bed? And Marion, the woman you gave up, lost to me. Do you think I won't laugh every time I...
Robin musters the strength to punch Gisborne one more time.
To be honest, I was surprised you decided to stay in Nottingham, when surely you would have friends elsewhere that would take you in. But I should have realised. Marion. I thought you'd given up long ago. But you still carry a torch for her, don't you? And now, she is to be mine.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I were you.
She has accepted me.
When the king returns.
The detail.
She will know you are a traitor. I will tell her.
I'll deny it.
She is astute.
True. And she has her doubts about me. But she's also stirred by me. She will believe my denial.
Robin fells Gisborne with a ringing blow, then collapses onto the ground himself. Much appears at the top of the slope with Marion, who stares down at them with disdain. Now, Gisborne has been tied up to a tree again, with his mouth gagged and eyes blindfolded.
What are you doing? You're a killer now.
When I have to be.
Grow up.
Gisborne made his choice. Everything is a choice. Everything we do. You told me that.
What choice?
In the Holy Land, Saracens came to kill the king. But it wasn't Saracens. It was him.
Rubbish.
He stabbed me and left me for dead. And then he went to kill the king in his bed.
I don't believe you. This is about...
What?
You and me. I want you to know I didn't realise he was going to announce the marriage.
Well, you didn't seem uncomfortable. I have proof. His arm, I wounded him, his tattoo.
What tattoo? And I was uncomfortable.
He has a tattoo on his arm. You took his ring.
You took his ring? And how could he have been in the Holy Land? He was here in your house.
Suddenly, a look of realization dawns on Marion's face.
What?
He was unwell for many weeks. No one was allowed to see him.
That is why I have to kill him.
No, even if you are right.
I am right.
A trial, the process of law.
There is no law. Until Richard returns, the sheriff is the law. Gisborne is the law. And that is why I have to kill him.
No. I forbid you.
You don't believe me?
I don't know what to believe. Guy is not a man who would... Surely.
Of course. He is to be your husband.
You know full well I agreed to that under duress. You know I have to play things this way from the inside. For my father, if for nothing else. I do not have the option to just run off into the forest. What?
Everything is a choice.
Much is looking across at Marion and Robin when the rest of the gang arrive looking downhearted with their shoulders slumped. Little John, bad-temperedly, kicks a basket and Much leaps to his feet.
Now look! He's been my master for 10 years. What do you expect me to do?
The gang seem unconcerned.
What happened?
Much sniffs.
You stink! Where's Jack?
It was a trap!
We came out through the privy. She was right behind us.
Took her back.
Him?
Alive.
It has been somewhat touch and go. Not since the Holy Land have I seen.
Oh.
Took all my powers to calm him. And hers. But it was I who fetched her, so you could say it was all my doing.
We need him.
The gang head over to where Robin is slumped against a tree.
We go to Nottingham.
Thought you were going. I have unfinished business here.
It's Jack.
The sheriff will be expecting a rescue. It is better to wait. To think.
Robin, wake up! It's Jack!
You are thinking of just one man. I am thinking of the king and the whole of England.
Jack is not one man. She's a woman. Have you even thought what could happen if the sheriff realizes?
Jack is a woman. A Saracen.
Long story.
He can wait! Jack cannot.
No!
If they know we're coming, then we could all die.
True, but it's Jack.
It's Jack.
But what does that mean? True, but it's Jack? It's not even an answer!
But the thing is... I love her.
Much's mouth drops open in shock, and everyone falls silent.
Well, even then, that is no reason to knowingly walk into a trap.
Robin is right, you need to think. Look, that is your solution, trade him for her.
No! I am not letting him get away with this.
Robin!
John fells Robin with a mighty right hook.
Not sorry.
In the dungeons of Nottingham Castle.
Is it tortured?
Just about to start.
Well, hurry up then. Can't do it quietly. Can't bear bawling.
My Lord Sheriff, I need your help.
The sheriff looks from Marion to Jack.
I said to give you this. I said you'd understand.
This outlaw didn't rob you.
He was only interested in the exchange. Guy for your prisoner. My husband-to-be for a Saracen.
You see, something's not right. How do I know this isn't an outlaw ruse?
Guy is your lieutenant, your ally, your friend.
Friend? We are talking about the same guy. I mean, I hardly noticed that he was missing.
My Lord Sheriff, please. They have Guy. If they should do anything to him,
Yes, all right. Right, just stop your sniveling.
The outlaws will kill Guy if you harm the Saracen boy. Have you harmed him?
No.
The sheriff muses.
Okay. Prepare the Saracen for travel.
Marion's left looking nervous. Robin wakes up in the forest and gingerly touches his eye. He looks across to the tree Gisborne was tied to and sees only untethered ropes.
Where is he?
They've taken him. It was the only way for Jack.
It was not their decision to make. Where have they gone? Where?
I'm not going to tell you. Please, you can't make me.
If you are my friend, if you are my true friend, you must do this one thing for me. Please.
Much pulls his cap over his eyes. The hostages are being led through what looks like a mine.
Robin Hood has gone to a lot of trouble for you, pretty boy. Not one rescue, but two.
He didn't come the first time.
Are you feeling unloved?
Jack stumbles into the back of the sheriff, who eyes her curiously.
Ah, pretty boy, not a pretty boy at all. Oh, no wonder they want you back in the forest, All those long, cold nights. Well, obviously, you won't be going back. You see, Hood, he thinks there are two tunnels that are clear, one in, one out. Clever, but not clever enough.
The gang and the sheriff arrive at a meeting point.
Where's Hood?
Here.
Robin. No!
I did not agree to this trade, John.
Dissent in the ranks?
I did not agree to this trade. But I should have done. Let him go.
It's all right, Hood. Your secret's out. Hmm? Your pet Saracen
is a lady!
Hmm? Great thing is, she gave me this.
Your secret's out, too. There is no way Gisborne went to the Holy Land without your say-so.
Holy Land? Gisborne?
I have proof. On his arm, his tattoo. People in the Kingsguard have heard about that tattoo, and when they return from the Holy Land, he will pay. And you will pay.
Tattoo?
He pours liquid onto Gisborne's arm.
What tattoo? No!
Shut up, you big jester!
Let's go.
You're not going anywhere. Guards!
Got an old tunnel, surprise.
Gotcha!
Surprise! An old shaft, surprise.
Let's go! Go! Go!
Let's go! Another time, Gisborne!
Robin and Jack escape on a rope dangling down the shaft, being pulled up by the rest of the gang.
Get off her!
Get John out!
Pull!
Then John is raised to safety. John and Robin nod at each other.
Stop mewling, Gisborne! Maybe in future you'll think twice before painting your arm like a girl!
Now the whole gang are back in the forest. Jack slowly approaches Robin, who's sitting alone on a rocky, moss-covered bank.
Is it true there would have been peace without this Gisborne? And yet you gave him up for me?
Robin looks across at her and gives a slight nod before lowering his head. The rest of the gang come over to join them. They gather around Robin. Will gives a plate of food to Jack, and Much gives one to Robin.
Want you some food?
Robin starts to eat, and Much gives him a look, suggesting that he ought to share. Robin hands some of his food to John, who eats it, and then the whole gang smile at each other.